News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Public Accounts Committee are to examine profiteering on asylum seeker accommodation. That's according to the new chair of that committee, Sinn Féin TD, John Brady, who joined us now. John, just before we get to the whole asylum seeker accommodation issue, can I ask you, Martin Wall has a story on the front page of the Irish Times today saying the new maternity hospital could ultimately cost close to 2 billion euro. Basically, he's saying it would be 10 times the amount originally allocated when the project was announced more than a decade ago. And this is based on tenders that have been received and are being examined. Your reaction to that story?
Look, I mean, it's something that's badly needed. And I think if lessons haven't been learned from the National Children's Hospital in terms of having proper, I suppose, procedures in place to ensure that there is value for money, I think, you know, it is quite alarming how spiralling costs are allowed to get out of control like that.
Is this slightly different from the Children's Hospital, which started out with X budget and ended up with Y budget? I mean, what they're saying, this is based on tenders. Is this just the world we live in now, that you need to spend 2 billion euro to build a hospital? Is this just the realistic world we live in?
Well, look, I mean, obviously there is an inflation for services, materials, labour. I'm not sure as to whether inflationary costs are running that high. So, look, I mean, we need to ensure that the proper procedures are in place, the proper oversight, and ultimately the proper contracts are in place to ensure that, you know, whatever tender is ultimately signed, that, you know, the runaway costs, as we're seeing in relation to the National Children's Hospital, are not allowed to happen. So we need to have a robust system in place to ensure that there is, obviously, the proper medical delivery that is badly required, okay, but also that there is value for money.
Okay, let's talk about one of the issues you have outlined that the Public Accounts Committee is going to be examining. What you said is profiteering on asylum seeker accommodation. What's the issue as far as you're concerned?
So look, I mean, this is one of the key areas that myself as chair of the Public Accounts Committee, we need to have a look at, we need to explore, and we know due to a number of failures at national level in terms of government policy around provision of accommodation for asylum seekers, where we don't have an efficient and we don't have an enforced system, that's put huge pressures in terms of the delivery of accommodation, which has seen it being outsourced to the private sector, where hotels and in many small little towns and villages across the state, in many cases, the only hotels are being taken up. And we know the figure for the provision of that accommodation, accommodating some 33,000 asylum seekers last year, exceeded 1 billion euro for the first time ever. Those costs are due to increase to 1.2 billion for this year. And in many of those cases, the accommodation has to be said is substandard. There's questions in terms of the contracts that are being given over, where there is no, you know, in many cases, companies being set up a couple of weeks before major lucrative contracts are being awarded worth millions of euro. So look, I mean, we need to ensure that there is value for money, that there is that fiscal oversight, something that I don't think is happening at this point.
Is it difficult to have that fiscal oversight when you're dealing with a rapidly changing situation and you're trying to find accommodation for men, women and children in a hurry?
Well, look, I mean, we know there's been failures there.
It's also big numbers of people coming that need to be accommodated.
Well, it's big numbers of people that need to be accommodated, but that doesn't mean that fiscal oversight should be thrown out the window. There should be rules around procurement. There needs to be rules around accommodation. And some of the accommodation that's being provided, we have situations where there's under occupancy, where, you know, many beds are going unfilled, some for sustained periods of time. At the same time, where we have over 3,000 asylum seekers sleeping rough on our streets of the capital and other parts of the state. So, you know, that doesn't mean that, you know, every rule is thrown out the window. We need to have a robust system in place that, you know, is efficient, that's enforced, to alleviate the pressures on the system, but ensure that there is a proper fiscal oversight. And that's something, as the chair of the Public Accounts Committee, I intend to provide, because I don't think anybody thinks that the spending of 1 billion euro without having that oversight, irrespective of what pressures there are on the state to provide that accommodation,
John,
we need to ensure or that there is value for money.
John Brady, Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Sinn Féin TD. Thank you for talking.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.